And what do you get when you combine cooking, conversation, and television? Brooke Allen, what do you get?
Well, Mark, you get A Great Recipe, Jared Bopkin, and Hell's Kitchen, all of which I learned a little bit more about just a few weeks ago.
Jared, please explain your dish to the chefs.
I have a Mexican tostada with black bean salsa, tomatillo sauce, and a tomato salad on top.
When I look at food, we refer to as it being tight. You know, you want it to be, you want to be able to see all the different ingredients. It's a little bit loose.
Actually, a nice flavor.
Oh, wow.
Tough on this one. Blue team, you need 7 to tie and 8 to win. Chefs, time to vote.
Hello!
Really good indeed. That is a win for the blue team.
I caught up with Jared Bopkin on a hot summer blue sky day at the Bayview Yacht Club in Detroit with the Detroit skyline behind us and junior sailors trying to learn how to sail behind us. You might recognize Jared from season 15 of Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. It was taped in 2014, although it only aired earlier this year. He finished 4th. Jared didn't play chef as a kid. He really just wanted to be an X-Men. But then he realized that wouldn't pay the bills. So he was a locksmith by day and a professional poker player by night. But then he says he started getting the itch.
One day I told my boss at the locksmith place, I was like, I want to go to school for a trade. And he goes, no, you don't need to go to school for locksmithing. So I'll just teach you everything. I was like, well, you don't know everything. So then I started looking at it. And right at the same time, I had a friend that put out a cookbook with his older brother, and I was like, well, if they can do that and they got no experience, I can go to culinary school with no experience. Never cooked a day in my life, and here I am, you know, almost 8 years later, executive chef of a yacht club here in Detroit, been on TV for cooking, done the whole gambit of it, and it's been a pretty good run.
I asked Jared how it was being on national TV.
Really strange, right? Because you're doing it and you don't really know what's happening. When you're doing it, you're just going through the motions every day. And then all of a sudden, you start to see yourself in commercials and on Facebook, on other people that are posting things and other social media. And then, you know, the owners of the restaurant I was at before, while it was airing, bought me a billboard. So every day when you would drive Woodward Avenue, you would see an 11-foot tall me. But 2 weeks ago, you would have never known who I was.
I asked, now that the show was over, what was the most frequently asked question Jared got? I know what had come to my mind.
What's Gordon Ramsay like in real life? And he, you know, he's a great guy. He expects perfection, and if you don't give it to him, he, you know, gets in your face because he knows you're capable of it. He doesn't think that you know you're capable of it, so he pushes you to what is your breaking point and gets you past it, and then just says, all right, there you go, see, you did it.
Since Jared Bopkin had cooked for Gordon Ramsay and other numerous famous people, I asked if he would make something for, well, me. So he described the summer salad that he would make.
I do it a little bit different here. It's not just tomato, mozzarella, basil, and balsamic. I add a little bit of corn relish to mine because, you know, corn is a huge Michigan product. So I do like a little corn, like an American-style corn salsa, where it's corn, red onion, Fresno's chili, a little bit of white balsamic vinegar, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, some fresh herbs, and I just put little piles of it on my caprese salad. So you get, you know, the tomatoes are tart and juicy, and then this corn is like sweet and it pops when you bite into it.
So we headed to the bustling Bayview Yacht Club kitchen where Jared does what he does best. He began chopping and dicing and pouring and described in detail the tomato burrata salad that was in store for me.
Two cobs of corn to half a red onion, finely minced, to one bunch of parsley, a small dime-sized bundle of chives chopped up finely. You know, it can obviously be more rustic if you would like. So that's just all about how you want to work your knife. And then you do about a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and so that means a tablespoon of white balsamic vinegar. And you just kind of mix it all together. You season it with salt and pepper, and you set that to the side for now. Corn's nice and sweet. We're gonna toss it right in the bowl. We got some red onions that we're gonna finely mince.
like I said, we're making a salsa, right? So you just take your basic ingredients of a salsa, onion, you know, corn, because it's a corn salsa, some herbs. We're going to throw it all in a bowl together. We got parsley and chives in here as well. And what we're going to do is we're going to add, you know, normal salsas have tomatoes, but it's going on a tomato salad, so we don't have to add it in this situation. So we're just going to add, you know, it's a caprese salad. It's always got balsamic instead of black balsamic.
And out came the fancy plates, and we headed out to the dock to enjoy the sunshine and the tomato burrato. And then I asked Jared the real meaning of food.
Best sound during family times is when everybody's just shoving food in their face. It's just silent, you know? And you just look around, and you're like, you're around all the people you love and you enjoy spending time with. Or, you know, it's the reason you get together, like a Labor Day barbecue or, you know, Christmas dinner or, you know, Passover Seder. It's tradition. It's family. It's food. It's like, it's all encompassing. It pretty much hits all of those points in your life that you remember.
To get the full recipe and to see a picture of the recipe, and of course Jared and I, head to WKAR.org or go to Current State's Facebook. For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.